Hey everybody, it's your girl Aramoix Rose and we are in the Goddess Lounge. I am hoping this Friday finds you well, finds you great, finds you prospering. And for those of you who may not be there quite yet, guess what? It's coming. So just hold on and don't give up. Today we are jumping straight to it. I am skipping all formalities because the time is now. We are on episode 11 of the Mask Off series, and today's topic is faith versus fear. Faith versus fear. A lot of times when life happens, we have the natural instinct or the instant response of worrying. And when we worry, we don't realize that we begin to stir a pot of confusion. See, the way the universe works, or the divine supreme God, as you may, works, or whatever it is that you consider your higher power works, is that you have total and complete faith. So if you are going to write or speak affirmations, and you are praying, and you are believing and trusting the process, do you realize that when you begin to worry, you begin to knock on the door of fear? Worry falls into the category of fear. And most of the time, we end up worrying because we try to control the uncontrollable. You have to control the controllable. I learned this lesson on this week, and I thought I'd share it with you guys because it is so important to trust the process. Fear will have you coming outside of your character. Fear will have you behaving in a manner that's just not you. Fear will have you blocking your own blessings and opportunity. Fear will have you spiritually paralyzed and mentally traumatized because all you do is worry. Tossing and turning at night, can't sleep, keep getting up, don't know why. Yeah, you went to sleep, but you didn't rest. Part of the Mask Off series, when looking in ourselves, is to look at ourselves, but to analyze, self-analyze, life review. To really look at yourself in a way that says, hey, I notice I do this. Is this conducive for me? Does this resonate with the energy that I want to have in my life? The energy that I want to attract my direction? Worry and fear is a joy killer. It is a stressor. It is the cause of migraines, fatigue, weight gain, and weight loss. It is the cause of a lot of people going to therapy. A lot of us are in therapy simply because we can't stop worrying. Ain't it funny how life works? So you have to understand the way life, universe, God, gods work. Be careful what you ask for because you just might get it. If I ask for opportunity and the process begins and I'm not properly prepared, then I'm going to worry. And if I'm worrying, then I'm sending out a confused signal onto the universe. Now, the universe doesn't know the difference between good, bad, up, down, left, right. It just knows what it is given, it gives back. The fact of the matter is, guys, is that we have to stop operating off of low vibrational emotions, thoughts, behaviors, habits. The time is now. See, the way this new energy is set up, y'all, this is the time to go hard. This is the time to break it down and build it up. This is the time to look at yourself and recreate the person you want to be. This is the time to step into the shoes you want to feel. This is the time to go after everything you've ever wanted out of life. But you are doing yourself a disservice if you are hustling, grinding, going after it, doing all this work, not getting any sleep, not taking care of yourself. And at the end of the night, when you lay down, you are worrying. You are scared. You are afraid. You are rotating in your mind all of the what ifs. Well, what if it fall through? Well, what if they not serious about what they said? And what if people think differently about me? Man, fuck all of that. I have a what if for you. What if you actually make it? What if your dreams come true? What if you trust the process and you hold on to your faith and you continue to push through? What if you stop worrying about the things that don't matter and focus on the things that do? What if you look in the mirror and you actually believe in yourself? What if you actually believe in the affirmations you are saying? What if you are actually believing in the things that you are posting? What if? The power of I am is very, very strong. And I know a lot of times when life happens, the human side of us caves in. We're going to hurt. We're going to cry. We're going to smile. We're going to laugh. We're going to have good. We're going to have bad. But see, y'all, it's not about what you get. It's how you react to it. It's how you respond to it. My grandfather always say you catch more bees with honey than you do vinegar. And I don't know about you, but I've learned that responding and reacting in a sweet way has always worked better than being sour. Fear is the enemy. Fear is an enemy tactic. Because hear me, if I can intimidate you, if I could put fear in your heart, then you won't proceed. And if you do, you're not doing it with the right energy, with the right thought process. Now you're worried about competition. Now you're thinking about, oh, I'm gonna prove this person wrong out of anger. Is that the result you want for yourself? Is that what you want to draw back to you? Because I thought we were trying to draw prosperity and healing. I thought we were trying to uplift one another. I thought we were trying to build an empire for ourselves. It's so many beautiful, talented people in the city of Detroit, but damn, that crab in the barrel mentality. You want to know the root of that? Fear. Worry. Lack of self-love or feeling like one is lacking. See, faith is knowing that the outcome is going to be all right. Even if it's not exactly what you ask for, you just trust the process and you know that the universe or that God has your best interest at heart. So you don't worry if it's going to be okay. You know it's going to be okay. You don't pray the same prayer 10,000 times or say the same petition 3,000 times or repeat the same affirmations and then turn around and say, man, I don't know. We have to watch the words we are speaking. Man, the mouth is so powerful. You can destroy so much just by saying the wrong thing at the right time. I have been surrounded by obstacles this whole summer. And you want to know why? Because I was more concerned with my fears and the what ifs versus knowing and trusting the process and keeping my faith. Just because I don't see the stairs, it doesn't mean there isn't a way up. It just means that may not be my route. So I have to be patient and I have to do the work and I have to trust the process and know that my way up is coming. It's there. It's waiting for me. The problem with us as humans is that we believe we should just be given shit. Like, we really have the gimme, gimme mentality. If it was that simple, our ancestors would have never been chained. If it was that simple, a lot of the division, a lot of the hate, so much hate in this world would not be there. It's not that simple. This isn't Aladdin. You can't rub a genie and say, hey, can you make it rain pancakes, please? Oh, you want pancakes? Sure, I'll make a way for you to get pancakes, but you might have to go to the grocery store and buy the ingredients, and then you might have to actually create it so that you can enjoy the taste of it later. See, it always tastes sweeter when you put in the work. Your victory is not going to feel the same if it's just handed to you. Fear will paralyze you in such a way that you will find yourself depressed, struggling, and alone. You cannot walk in fear. You cannot live your life in fear. And you guys cannot keep feeding your fears. I was watching yesterday with my children. I was watching the Justice League. And it had these, I forgot the name of the demons, but it was like parademon, something like that, something of that nature. And they feed off of fear. Now, these things look like robotic bats. They feed off of fear, okay? So they were attacking people, grabbing people. When they were fearful and they attacked them, you know, they bite, they scratch. So here's the kicker. When their leader, Axe, was broken by Wonder Woman, he began to become afraid. And the reason he became afraid was because he knew he was about to lose that battle. He knew it because he knew his intention. Get what I'm saying? So once that happened, his own kind began to attack him. And he tried to fight it off last minute after he had already put the fear out there. He was trying to hurry up and command them and command it to stop and command it to leave it alone. But it didn't work because he had already put the scent out there, the scent of fear. They were hungry for it. They were waiting for it. They didn't care if it came from their leader or their foe. They wanted the fear. They wanted to feed off of it. They were energy vampires. They were sitting in the shadows just waiting. And they defeated him. See, energy vampires are real. Dream killers are real. And if you're not careful with yourself, if you're not gentle with yourself, if you're not talking to yourself and encouraging yourself, if you're not holding on to your faith and trusting the process, if you are not being diligent in your positivity, if you are not meditating, grounding, clearing your mind, writing, journaling, whatever it is you have to do to keep yourself afloat, you will fall into that same trap. We get mad and we hold hate and resentment and anger towards others for having something we want or for achieving something at a faster pace than what we than what we would like. Let's just be honest. We get jealous and we get spiteful and we get petty. Being petty is so played out. We're grown. Yeah, it's funny here and then, but at some point it becomes kind of boring. It becomes like, oh, I expected that. We get so wrapped up in the bullshit, y'all. This ain't love and hip hop. This is real life. This is your vision, your life, your dream. This is your character. Your integrity. How bad do you want what you claim you want? And are you sure you really want it? You want to know? Look at how you handle things. Look at how you spend money. Look at how you treat your friends. Look at how you talk to your spouse or your girlfriend or your boyfriend. Look at how you honor your family. Look at how you represent yourself when you walk out that damn door. Look at how you speak and carry yourself. You know, we are our own worst enemy. We are quick to play the victim card in so many situations when all we have to do is stand together and rise up. And if you don't have anyone to stand with, know that the divine creator of the universe has your back. Know that the God within you is a warrior and is ready to fight on your behalf. So why are you worried about these battles when you got a whole war to focus on? Biblically, I was always told, because I did grow up in Catholic church, then the Baptist church, and then apostolic. They've been bounced around a lot as a kid. And it says, it talks about faith. And to sum it up, I'm not going to directly quote it. I'm just going to sum it up. Faith is knowing that something is to come or be, even though you can't see it and don't know how. I'm going to paraphrase it that way because I want to make sure you get it. Faith check. Do you really have faith in yourself? Are you really confident that you can achieve whatever it is you want in this life? People are doing it. So it's not impossible. But the question is, how bad do you want it? How bad do you want it? You guys are listening to a woman who let fear control majority of her life. I will be 31 in October. And up until the age, in all honesty, to about 28, fear controlled me. What other people thought about me controlled me. My weight went up and down. I became depressed. For a minute, I didn't even want to live because I didn't think that I could be anything. I didn't think that I would be great. I didn't understand that the things that I was facing, the wars and the battles and the obstacles was necessary for right now, this very moment. Yeah, I know how to do a lot of stuff, but this right here is the most important. Sharing my truth. And if it resonates with you, awesome. And if it doesn't, pass it along to someone, it will. We all struggle with fear at some point of our lives. But guess what? It's okay to be fearless. It's okay to say, you know what? This makes me a little uncomfortable, but you know what? When it's all said and done, I know that everything's going to be okay. I know that all is well. I know that if I put in the work, at some point, I'm going to get the result that I am looking for. Maybe even better, because I chose to become patient with my process. I knew that there's purpose in my process. I know that all of the pain I have endured had promise to it, and I knew that it was necessary for my destiny. I cannot walk and be in alignment with what it is that is for me if I'm worrying, if I'm living in fear, if I'm concentrating on what other people who do not pay my bills have to say about me. Yo, we gotta stop this shit, y'all. We have to. Our lives depend on it. A lot of us are parents. Look in the mirror. What in the hell are you doing? What example are we setting? How do we look our children in the eye, send them to school and say, hey, you could be whatever you want to be. And then we go to bed at night crying and worrying about tomorrow. If my child called me a hypocrite, I couldn't even get mad. I don't know about you, but I don't want to be a liar. So I'm going to do the work. I'm going to hold on to my faith. And in the moments where it's lonely and it's confusing and I really just feel like I'm about to fall back into that fear space, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to start with my affirmations. I am confident. I am love. I am peace. I am talented. I have all the intelligence I need to make my plan come into fruition. I have faith that I am protected. I am covered. I know that what is for me is for me. I may not know the how. I may not know the when, but I know it's going to come to pass. Sometimes we need to mind our business, even if it's our business. Sometimes we just need to do the work and be quiet so that we can have guidance from your guardian angels, from your spirit guides, from your God within, from your deity, because I don't discriminate against anybody. What is for you is for you. This is a time of faith versus fear. And I don't know about y'all, but I'm rocking with the faith. I ain't rocking with fear. Fear can't have any more of my time. Fear can't have any more of my energy. Fear can go back to where it came from. What anybody thinks of me is not my business. What I think of me is most definitely my business. You guys are confident. You guys are amazing, talented, intelligent, strong. You guys are persevering in ways that some people don't even know how. Trust the process. Your faith is bigger than your problem. Because most of the time when we worry about a problem, the solution is there. It's just that we're so caught up on the shit that don't matter, on the low vibrational side of it, that we can't see the light at the end of the tunnel. Baby, take your shades off so you can see clearly. We are blocking our own blessings. We are getting in our own way. We are self-sabotaging. We are destroying opportunities. All because throwing shade, being petty, worrying, living in fear, being angry, holding on to resentment, holding on to past mistakes, being judgmental, gossiping, being greedy, not taking care of ourselves, not practicing gratitude, not trusting the process. These are the things we are doing that is destroying not only ourselves, but those around us. And enough is enough. It is time for us to level up. It is time for us to grow up. It is time for us to be the kings and queens we are. But then again, I ask, how bad do you really want it? At the end of the day, you guys, it's your life. I can't tell you how to live it. Consider this a mere suggestion. And you can meditate on that. Rub your sound bowl, light your sage, pray at the altar at the church, whatever it is you got to do to see if that's what you're supposed to do. But I guarantee you, if it's telling you to hold on to your fear and your worry and your reservations, it ain't it. Nope. Life is unpredictable. But if our ancestors can survive the things they survived, so that we can still push through today, I think they left us the greatest gift of all, perseverance. The will to fight, the will to push through, the will to be the change we want to see, the will to never stop fighting to make a difference, the will to choose good, to choose right, to choose light. I am so grateful for this platform. I am so grateful for my listeners. I am so grateful for the new breath I had when I woke up this morning, because guess what? Every time you take a new breath, that's your opportunity to get it right. You guys are beautiful souls. And I know that some of you look in the mirror and see cracks and see brokenness. But let me tell you something. Your brokenness does not define who you are. Your fear, your mistakes, all of that stuff does not define you. You define you. So I guess the question is, How do you want to feel when you look in the mirror? How do you want to sleep at night? How do you want to live your life? You want a peace of mind? Stop worrying. My grandma, rest her soul, used to say, if you're going to pray, why worry? If you're going to worry, why pray? That's a waste of energy and time. It's like saying I want to get money, but never doing any work. Saying you want to lose weight, but not eating right and working out and disciplining yourself. Saying that you want to find the one that's for you, but you still got your walls up. You don't even want to let nobody through. You can't even be nice to people you meet. Saying you want friends, you want a sisterhood, but you walk past the woman next to you and you can't even say hello or give her a compliment. How bad do you want it? Listen, y'all, trust the process. It always gets worse before it gets better. But the victory is going to be sweet. You are more than a conqueror. You have what it takes. I'm telling y'all, y'all got this. Y'all got this. I am rooting for you. And if you ever need a reminder, y'all know how to reach me. DM me on Instagram at @aramoixrose, aramoixrose. I'll say it again, aramoixrose. I have no problem. I do the most when it comes to encouraging somebody. And I do the most when it comes to encouraging myself. Now, I didn't used to then. Everything I'm telling y'all are things that I have experienced for myself. I have struggled with. I have once, you know, had some victories with some stuff, took some L's with the rest. And even in taking the L's, I've gotten these beautiful lessons that allow me to utilize this platform properly and tell y'all the real. It is not impossible to live a happy life. Things should not determine if you're happy. People, money should not determine if you're happy. Let me tell you something I learned, and then I'm gonna end this episode for today. You could have all the money in the world and be the most miserable person. I've met some of the happiest people, and they had nothing. Or so I thought. Do you know that I actually know someone who was homeless, who chose to be happy, who chose to live life as if they had it together, to walk, talk, act. I mean, everything they did was as if they had it all together. And that person listens to my podcast and she know who she is. And I hope to get her on here one day, her and her husband, actually, because they now want for nothing. Healthy children, great credit, money, traveling, and making a difference. You guys got to understand something. The power of I am. The power of choosing faith over fear is real. Faith versus fear with mask off is simple. The mask is fear. The faith is the face that's under it. It's up to you to choose which one you want to be. With that being said, you know I'm going to leave y'all with this quote. Don't fall prey to other people's expectations, but pace yourself and do you. And guys, be kind to yourself. You're worth it. You're deserving. You're deserving of everything good. With that being said, I am out for the day. You guys will catch me next week, Friday, with episode 12. I hope you enjoyed this podcast. And hey, keep your head up. I'm proud of you. You're doing better than you think. Peace.